It's impossible to imagine the Cold War without nuclear weapons. These enormous weapons meant that both sides had the ability to inflict a level of destruction that had been simply unimaginable before 1945. It was the existence of such colossal arsenals that gave the Cold War its special character. They're what made it so scary. Any war fought with nuclear weapons would not only have been the most destructive war ever seen, but may well have seen the extinction of life on this planet. Many believed, however, that it was the existence of such terrible weapons that ensured that the Cold War never turned into an all-out global war, because no matter how great the crisis was or however grave the tensions were, the cost of using such weapons would always be too great. But looking back on the Cold War, we must not be fooled by the fact that nuclear weapons were never used and that the Third World War never happened. There was nothing inevitable about the peaceful resolution of the Cold War. The absence of nuclear war was not guaranteed. Nuclear weapons changed the rules of the Cold War game, but in doing so, they turned it into one with the highest stakes known to mankind. When the Allies dropped the first atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945, everyone knew that the world had changed. A bomb had been invented that could destroy the centre of a city, and two bombs had effectively forced the Japanese to surrender. People wondered what the future held and worried about a future war. For America, the only country that possessed the bomb at the very start of the Cold War, the new atomic bomb equaled security. It meant that no enemy, or potential enemy, could push them too far and get away with it. During the burning blockade of 1948, when the Cold War first looked like spilling over into a major war, President Truman ordered the deployment of atomic-capable bombers to be stationed in Berlin. So from 1948, it meant that the Americans, based in Britain, could attack Soviet targets in the event of a war. For the Soviet Union, possession of the atomic bomb became a military priority after 1945. Huge resources in manpower and money were poured into the project. Stalin's spies passed information from the West, and safety was relegated in importance. But in 1949, the Soviets had their own bomb. For other nations, for Britain, France, China, and for others still later, possession of nuclear weapons became a target, a sort of symbol of prestige or greatness. As Winston Churchill put it, having been told of the latest weapons, he said, "These were the price the country paid for sitting at the top table." This meant more than developing atomic bombs, however. In 1952, America exploded a new type of weapon, the hydrogen bomb. Over 100 times more powerful than the atomic bomb, just one bomb could destroy an entire city, throwing up clouds of radioactive dust in the process that travelled on the wind for 100 miles or more, falling as radioactive dust. This deadly fallout meant that no one was safe from nuclear attack. The Soviets soon followed, and by the late 1950s, the world was faced with a sinister stalemate. No matter who fired first in a nuclear war, the other side would always have enough weapons to destroy their enemy. Nuclear war, in this sense, was unwinnable, and this was called mutually assured destruction.